Coming up in a few minutes, Sam Huff on a big Redskins win and yet another surprising up-and-down game, whether it's Jacksonville, whether it's Oakland, whether it's Miami, whether it's Chicago, who knows who it is. Every week there are ups and downs in this topsy-turvy so-called parity NFL. Coming up in a second with Len Dawson. But right now, I wanted to ask Jim Beatty, as you are the grand poobah of sport, if you were in that position, the Karnak, if you will, what would you do with a spitting incident? Speaking of things that happen on the field, what would you do with this incident with T.O.?
Same thing. You have to teach players to act responsibly when they're on a field. I know the NFL tries to cut down on so much of the celebrating, taunting, and so on, and it's trying to teach players, which I think we don't do as well as we used to do years ago. Young players coming along, these young players get so much given to them because they're good athletes. The rules are bent for them, and when they see the rules bent for them, they continually think that they can get away with things. And you have to, I guess, continually show them that the rules are meant there to help the league, help the teams, and demonstrate to the player that why they have to obey the rules, why they have to stay in line. And again, whether it be a suspension, fines don't mean as much to players. Playing time does mean something to players these days. It cuts into their pocketbook. It cuts into their stats. And so playing time suspensions are usually the most effective way.
Okay, well, it's just interesting how these are constant challenges, whether it's David Stern or Paul Tagliabue or Roger Goodell or the commissioner in Major League Baseball. Let's move on to baseball. And I wanted to include something you said about Vernon Wells, which is the last of these most recent major contracts, and why you said, well, maybe he does have some potential.
He's a very athletic kid, and he's gotten bigger and stronger and a better baseball player. He is a guy that you build around. Very good defensively in center field, and that's the core of your club out there. Defensively great, offensively coming into his own with some power.
So he's got power. He has one very good year, 302. 106, something like that, RBIs, you know, a good solid year. But is it possible now in free agency and baseball to basically time out your one good year at the end of your contract and guarantee yourself major money?
Well, it certainly happens. I mean, we see it all the time. And but I think what the Wells case is a little bit different is that he has played with this club for his entire career. They know him better than anybody else. They know what type of character he brings to the ballpark, to the competition, and so that's an important ingredient. When you sign your own players to big contracts, it demonstrates a couple things. Demonstrates things to your fans, but also demonstrates things to your players. You play the game the way we want you to play the game, you play it well, you get a chance to stay here and have a great contract.
Well, many people that I've talked to recently are very surprised by not the increase in bidding, but just how teams have been able to afford it. We understand the Yankees can afford it. We understand that the Red Sox can afford $101 or $102 million or whatever for Matsusaka when you combine those two investments, if you will. But what about some of the other teams, whether it is Toronto, whether it's Chicago, whether it's even the Kansas City Royals? Tell us about the new internet money that's come into the game and why suddenly teams are spending $20 and $30 million more than the previous year.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, obviously you mentioned things that are going on in the internet. Major League Baseball Advanced Media, MLBAM, has done a great job in the last few years of building up revenues. That's really an exploding source of revenue for Major League Baseball. That started out with a $2 million investment by each team, and now, after just a couple years, has paid itself back and is providing a couple $1 million extra to each team through the central fund. In addition, the new new collective bargaining agreement gives teams with revenues, big teams and small teams, incentives to build those revenues, because the marginal rate for taxing additional revenues has gone from a little less than 50% in the previous CBA to a little over 30%. So you can build your revenues and not have to commit so much to Major League Baseball. Those are additional revenues that you can spend. And everybody.
How much is that, though, Jim? How much does that translate to? How much
difference
per year?
Across the board, it could be a difference of $4 or $5 million just to the Pirates, a small market team like that. Now, certainly it helps the large market teams, But the other part of the luxury tax with that are taxed on payrolls, higher payrolls, those have gone down as well. So there's an incentive for teams to spend money on payroll. The other incentive that the players' union wanted was, if we're giving the have-nots additional money through this revenue sharing and luxury tax, let's make sure they spend it on player payroll, Major League Baseball players, or baseball operations. And so they've tried to balance that and make sure the incentives are positive incentives for building a business as opposed to negative incentives. But it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and all of a sudden the Pirates end up with maybe an additional $8 to $10 million in the next year or two per year.
And it's also the fact, like in the NFL, when you have labor peace, when you know that 3 and 4 and 5 years out, you can plan out your budgeting. You can have faith that there won't be some interruption to that flow of money. It makes a big difference to the confidence, whether it's in the NFL or Major League Baseball.
Well, absolutely. The owner, basically, the owner feels more comfortable spending that money knowing what his revenues are going to be down the line. If he structures his business, if he operates his business the way he wants to and does it well, and teams are doing a better job of supporting each other in some respect, because most of the revenues still are local. I mean, you take a look at what Major League Baseball revenues are compared to, you often go back to the NFL. I was reading something today, NFL television revenues are more than the revenues of all the major sports, the Olympics for the last couple of years, on and on and on, combined. So they haven't reached that model yet. The NFL does an outstanding job with that. But Major League Baseball, especially because it's gone into a new frontier on the Internet and access to games all across the country, that has opened up a new frontier for Major League Baseball, and they're benefiting already, and definitely in the years to come, that will build and build.
You're talking with Jim Beattie, former general manager for the Expos, vice president with the Orioles just a year ago. And, Jim, before we let you go, let's give our report card. Who are the teams, the two or three teams, that have benefited the most? And who is the team you believe has been the biggest disappointment, has done the least to improve themselves this year so far?
Well, I think, you know, the team that everybody expects to, I'll start off with a little bit of the bad news, the team that everybody expects to be out there signing and doing a lot of things are the Yankees, and they have not done very much. They've re-signed Mike Mussina. They have gone out and they've traded Jared Wright. They've done a little bit for their bullpen, which needed the help in front of Mariano Rivera last year. But besides that, they have not done all that much. I mean, that's not necessarily a big disappointment, but a bit of a surprise. The teams that have done the most, that have been the most aggressive, whether they're going to pay off in the end, I think the Dodgers have done some good things. They lost Maddux, but they brought in Schmidt. I think that's an upgrade for them with respect to for the this year and years to come. They lost J.D. Drew. They brought in Gonzalez from Arizona. I think that's going to be close to a wash. Bringing in Juan Pierre to play better defense in center field, I think that'll be a plus for them as well. So I think the Dodgers have been very aggressive. The Cubs needed to do a lot. They've done a lot. They kept Aramis Ramirez, and they went out and signed Soriano for that offense. But they still need to do some things with respect to their pitching, and that's a big question mark in their with their club.
And, Jim, in our final minute, who do you think has been the biggest disappointment besides the Yankees, the team that you believe with one or two key additions? Because most teams are not going to be able to sign 15 players, but those teams that are one player away, who made the biggest mistakes?
Well, that's always a tough to call. I mean, because they change from year to year. I mean, I was taking a look at some of the player transactions. Cleveland, I think, has done some pretty good things and should build on their advantages from last year, their disappointments. Disappointments are a tough one to make a call on. I can't make it right now, Nick. I'd love to step up and tell you who I thought, but there's a couple that just have been inactive, and you wonder why.
And we'll check in and find out. It's a little bit like a detective story. But Jim Beattie, as always, thanks for joining us, my friend.
All right, Nick, you take care. Have a great day.
You bet. And Sam Huff is on the line. And, Sam, we're going to talk about something that hasn't happened for a few weeks. A Redskins win, a big win over yet another team that it was coming off a big win. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a few minutes with Sam Huff, Hall of Famer, and Len Dawson, formerly for 24 years, host of Inside the NFL on HBO. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and SiriusXM.